请我们看以弗所第一章。
Will you please turn to Ephesians chapter 1? We'll read from verse 8.
念到第十节。
Until 10.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
Which he has caused to abound toward us in all wisdom and intelligence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself for the administration of the fullness of times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in heavens, in the heavens, and the things upon the earth.
请我们再看罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
第三十六节。
Verse 36.
罗马第十一章三十六节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 36.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归给他。愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
For of him, and through him, and for him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen.
请我们再低头祷告。
Let's bow down and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们可以在这里奉你的名而聚会。
That we can gather together in your name.
我们感谢你应许我们说。
We thank you for having promised us.
无论在那里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在他们中间。
Wherever there are two or three who gather together in my name, I will be in their midst.
你是信实的主。
You are the faithful God.
我们今天在这里是奉你的名。
Today we are gathering here in your name.
我们相信你在这里。
We believe you are here.
我们实在深深的感觉。
We feel deeply.
我们是站在圣地。
We are standing in the holy ground.
我们愿意把我们的鞋子脱去。
We are willing to take off our shoes.
站在奴仆的地位。
Standing in the position of a bond slave.
仰望你说主，你有什么话？
And looking to you to say, Lord, whatever word you have,
请说，我们静听。
Please say, we'll hear.
我们感谢赞美你在这最末后的日子。
We thank you and praise you in these last days.
你的恩典仍然临到我们。
Your grace still come upon us.
我们只心愿一件事。
We are willing for only one thing.
愿意你的旨意通行在我们中间，如同在天上一样。
That your will, thy will be done in us as it is in heaven.
使荣耀、尊贵、国度、权柄全归给你。
That glory, majesty, kingdom and power all to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主给我们再有一次机会可以聚集在他的面前。
We thank the Lord for having given us another chance to gather before him.
我们不知道这样的机会还有多少。
We do not know how many times we can meet like this.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise him.
因为每一次我们奉他的名聚会，我们知道他在我们这里。
For every time we gather in His name, we know that He is with us.
我们聚在这里不是听什么人讲话。
We are not gathering here to hear anybody speaking.
因为讲话的人不过是一个声音而已。
Because the speaker is nothing but a voice.
我们聚在这里是仰望主对我们说话。
And we're gathering here to look to the Lord to speak to us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他不断对我们讲话。
He speak to us without stop.
他要把我们带到他自己完全的旨意里。
He wants to bring us fully to His will.
就在这最末后的日子。
And in these last days,
我常常觉得
I often feel,
我们有这样的机会不知道还有多少。
We have opportunities like this, but we don't know how many more times.
我们巴不得我们的主，当我们在这里聚集的时候，他就已经来到。
We wish that our Lord, when we are gathering together like this, that He will come.
因为没有什么比这个更宝贵。
Because there's nothing more precious than this.
但是问题在这里。
The question is,
如果我们的主现在回来。
If our Lord returns today,
我们这些蒙恩的人是否已经完全准备好看见他。
We who have been saved by grace, are we fully ready to see Him?
是不是他的恩典已经把我们装配整齐？
Now, is it that we have allowed His grace to equip us fully?
叫我们见他心中无愧。
That we can, when we see Him, we have no regret.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他知道我们的情形。
He knows our condition.
他一再给我们机会。
And once again, He gives us opportunities.
所以今天我们还能在这里聚集，实在是蒙极大的恩典。
So today, when we are still able to gather together here, it is really His great grace.
我们这一次聚集在他的面前。
And this time we gather before Him.
我们所要交通的，实在是很重要的事情。
What we are going to fellowship is very important.
因为没有一件事比这个更重要。
Because nothing else more important than this.
就是神永远的旨意。
That is the eternal will of God.
我们今天活着不是为着我们的旨意。
Today we live not for our own wills.
我们活着是为着神那永远的旨意。
We live for the eternal purpose of God.
在创世之前，神就在他里面定了一个旨意。
Before the foundation of the earth, God has established a will in Himself.
他这个旨意是照着他心中所喜欢的这样定规的。
That will is established according to His pleasure.
从他立了那个旨意之后。
Now after He established, since He established that will.
他一切的作为，一切的工作都是照着这个旨意而进行的。
All His works, all His doing is according to this will.
他那永远的旨意是什么呢？
What is His eternal will?
非常简单。
It is very simple.
他要万有，无论是天上的、地上的，在基督里同归于一。
He wants all things, whether it's in heavens or on earth, to be summed up together in Christ.
如果今天你能看到神的心，
If today you can see the heart of God,
在他心中只有一位，
In His heart there's only one,
就是他所爱的儿子。
And that is His only begotten Son.
一切都在他爱子的里面。
Everything is in His Son.
所以在神还没有创造万有之前，
So before God created all things,
神就定规说，
God has established,
他要创造万有，
He wants to create all things.
要创造天上的和地上的。
And things in heaven and things on earth.
但是这些万有不是为着他们自己。
But these all things are not for themselves.
这些万有都是为着他的儿子。
And these all things are for his son.
当他看见万有的时候，
When he sees these all things,
虽然在表面上有千千万万的东西，
Although on the surface there are thousands and thousands of things,
但是当神看宇宙的时候，
But when God sees the universe,
他只看见他的儿子，
He only sees his own son.
因为万有都要彰显他儿子的荣耀。
Because all things shall manifest the glory of his son.
万有都要彰显他的儿子。
All things shall manifest his son.
这个是神那永远的旨意。
And this is the eternal will of God.
所以无论是天上的是地上的。
So whether these are of the heavens or on the earth,
神的旨意
The will of God
要在这些一切的事物中
It wants to buy all these things
叫他的儿子居首位
That his son can be the first place
都能彰显他的儿子
And then all these things can manifest the glory of his son
都能荣耀他的儿子
And glorify his son
都是他儿子的表现
And all are manifestation expression of his son
因为只有这个能满足他的心
Because only this satisfies the heart of God.
在他创造万有之中
Now in his creation of all things,
人是特别的
Man is special.
因为神没有造出他自己的形象，造任何的东西
Because God has not created anything else according to his own image.
就是天使也没有照着他的形象造。
Even the angel he did not create according to his own image.
唯有在万有之中，人是特别的。
And out of all things, man is special.
因为人是照着他的形象造的。
Because man is created according to his image.
因为神要人中间特别显明他的儿子。
Because God wants especially to manifest his son. Among men.
如果天地都彰显神的荣耀，
If heaven and earth all display the glory of God,
我们人乃是要特别彰显基督的荣耀。
Men especially ought to express the glory of Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们应当看见说，
We ought to see
神所做的一切的事，
all the things that God has done,
都是向着他的爱子，
They're all toward his beloved son.
所以我们这些蒙恩得救的人，
So we who have been saved by grace,
在我们一生的经历上面，
in the experience of our whole life,
就是要经历基督。
Now we have to experience Christ,
就是要基督在我们身上照常显大。
That Christ can be manifested in our lives.
正像保罗所说的。
And just like Apostle Paul said,
因我活着就是基督。
For to me to live is Christ.
因为这个乃是神永远的旨意。
For this is the eternal purpose of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在生活的上面，
In our daily life,
是不是都是彰显基督的？
Have we manifested Christ?
是不是都是基督，不再是我们？
Now is it that it is all Christ, not us?
很多的时候，我们以自己为中心。
Oftentimes we are so self-centered.
但是神是以基督为中心。
But for God, Christ is the center.
如果我们的生活在基督以外，
If our life is outside of Christ,
无论他多美丽，
and no matter how beautiful you are,
在神的面前都是丑陋的。
Now in the sight of God, it is ugly.
因为只有神的爱子是他所喜爱的。
Because only the beloved Son of God is His delight.
这个不但在我们的生活上面。
And this is not only in our daily life.
我们知道在我们的生活上。
We know that in our life.
就着神的救恩来说。
According to His salvation.
他不是光把我们罪赦免就完了。
He did not just stop at forgiving our sins.
他不单是要我们能进天堂就完了。
He did not want us just to go to heavens.
他是要我们彰显他儿子的丰满。
He wants us to express the fullness of His Son.
他要他的儿子的生命组织在我们每一个人身上。
He wants the life of His Son be constituted in every one of us.
叫人看见我们的时候。
That when others see us,
不是看见我们
They did not see us.
是看见神的爱子
They see the beloved Son of God.
看见我们的主耶稣
See our Jesus Christ.
他是我们生命的一切
He is all to our life.
不但在我们的生活上基督必须成为一切
Not only in our daily life, Christ has to be all things.
因为我们这一次的特会
Because this particular conference we have
是一个侍奉的特会
It's concerning service.
所以虽然我们可以多花时间来看怎样基督能成为我们的一切
So although we can spend more time to think about how Christ can be all things to us
因为这是最基本的
Because that's the most fundamental.
但是因为我们是侍奉的聚会
But this, because this conference is concerning service.
所以我们要特别注意到侍奉这件事情
So we want to pay particular attention to service.
不但我们活着就是基督
Not only that to us to live is Christ.
连我们一起的侍奉也必须是基督
And to us to serve is Christ.
所以我们这一次要交通的
So this time we want to fellowship.
在侍奉上怎样在基督里同归于一
So how do we sum up in Christ in service?
我们知道这句话在基督里同归于一
Now this sentence to sum up in Christ.
在新约圣经里面用了两次。
Now in the New Testament, it appears two places.
一次在以弗所第一章。
One is in Ephesians chapter 1.
还有一处就在罗马书第十三章。
And the other place is Romans chapter
13. 在罗马书第十三章里告诉我们说
Romans chapter
13爱就满足了所有的律法
And all laws are summed up in love
不管是奸淫 偷窃杀人任何的罪
And all these sins whether it's fornication whether it's killingWhere there is a stealing.
在爱里面就同归于一了。
Now, in love, it is summed up in one.
如果你有爱的话
If you have love,
你就不会做这些违背律法的事情。
You will not do these things which are lawless.
这些的律法是字句。
Now, these laws are words, letters.
是外表。
Those are appearance.
但是它里面的灵，它里面的真实乃是爱。
But the spirit and the truth is love.
如果你真是有主的爱的话
If you really have the love of the Lord,
当然你不会犯这些的律法。
Of course, you will not violate these laws.
你是超过这些律法的要求
You actually go above the requirements of these laws
你能做过于律法所要求的
Now you will do above these laws
因为爱乃是里面的灵
Because the love is the spirit in there
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
不管我们外面有多少形形色色的事情
no matter whether there are different colors, different things outside,
无论是我们的生活，是我们的侍奉，
whether it concerns our living or our service,
这些都不是外表的事情。
All these things are exterior, appearing things.
今天的问题在这里。
The question today is,
我们很注重外表。
We pay attention to the appearance.
我们盼望在外面有个好的表现。
We want to have a good appearance.
但是里面的灵究竟如何？
But inside, how is the spirit?
我们忽略了。
We have neglected.
如果我们只注重外表，
If we only pay attention to the appearance,
我们能欺骗人。
We can fool others.
我们也能欺骗我们自己。
We can even fool ourselves.
但是我们不能欺骗神。
But we cannot fool God.
神绝不以外表为满足。
God is not satisfied with outward experience.
神所注意的是里面的灵。
God pays attention to the spirit inside.
究竟这是出于基督的呢，还是出于我们自己？
Is it out of Christ?Or is it out of ourselves?
如果我的行为不过是出于我自己的，
If my behavior, my work is nothing but coming out of myself,
是我自己的修养，
It is my it is my good bearing.
我可以在外面有很好的行为，
I can have very good behavior.
但是如果不是出于基督的话，
But if it is not from Christ,
这个不过是道德而已。
And this is nothing but so-called virtue.
没有真正属灵的价值。
And there's no real spiritual value.
必须要出于基督的。
It has to be from Christ.
这个才是真正在神面前蒙悦纳的。
Then it is acceptable to God.
所以这些事无论在我们个人的生活上面，
So all these things, whether it has to do with our life,
尤其在我们的侍奉上，
especially in our service,
我们可以凭着自己来做许多所谓宗教的事，
We can do many things, religious things by ourselves.
但是如果不是出于基督的，
But if it is not out of Christ,
这些东西在神面前毫无价值。
These things have no value before God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们这一次要注重地说，
This time we want to emphasize,
我们在这里侍奉，
We serve here.
究竟在侍奉的背后，那个灵是什么？
What is that spirit behind service?
是否是出于基督的？
Is it from Christ?
是否是依靠基督的？
Is it dependent on Christ?
是否是归给基督的？
Is it for Him?
所以你在这里看见有三件事。
So here you see three things.
我们在侍奉上必定要本于基督。
In service, it has to be from Christ.
第二，我们侍奉必定要依靠基督。
Second, our service has to be through Christ, meaning dependent on Christ.
第三，我们的侍奉必须要归于基督。
The third, our service has to be unto Christ, meaning to for Christ.
那么今天早晨我们愿意交通第一方面。
This morning we would like to share on the first point.
怎样在我们的侍奉上，我们是本于基督的。
How do we serve from Christ?
关乎侍奉的事情。
Regarding service,
如果我们从圣经的角度来看，
Now if we look at it from the point of view of the Word of God,
我们知道我们每一个人是被呼召来侍奉主的。
We know that every one of us is called to serve the Lord.
实在说来，
Actually,
当神创造人的时候，
When God created man,
他就有这个意念在他的里面。
He had this thought.
所以你看创世纪第一章，
So when we see Genesis chapter 1,
神照着他自己的形象 造人。
God created man according to his own image.
他造男又造女。
And men and women.
然后圣经告诉我们说。
And then Bible tells us.
神要人要繁殖众多。
And God want men to be fruitful and multiply.
为什么呢
？Why?
他是要克服和管理万有。
To subdue and to rule over all things.
神所创造的人
The man that God created
不是为着自己的利益
is not created for the man himself
不是为着自己的享受
is not for the enjoyment of the man
人被造神有目的在里头
Man was created with God's purpose in it
神说你要克服万有
God says you have to subdue everything
为什么要克服万有呢
Why to subdue all things
因为万有已经落在仇敌的手里
Because all things have fallen into the hand of the enemy
万有都在罪恶的里面
And all things are under sin
万有都远离了神
All things have gone away from God
没有遵行神的旨意
They have notdone the will of the Lord.
没有荣耀神。
They have not glorified God.
所以神把人创造出来。
Therefore, God created man.
我们有一个极大的一个任务。
We have a great mission.
我们要去克服万有。
We have to subdue all things.
这个克服万有是什么意思呢
？What does the subduing all things mean?
就是要把万有带回。到神的脚下。
It is to bring all things back to the foot of God.
因为神的旨意要万有都伏在他儿子的脚下。
Because the will of God is for all things to come under the foot of His Son.
这个工作
This work
是交给人去做的。
Is given to men.
所以我们被创造。
So we are created.
照着神的形象做
According to the image of God
是多荣耀的一件事
It is a glorious thing
但是里面是有使命的
And yet there is a mission
我们要来克服一切
And the mission is to subdue all things
来归到基督的脚下
And bring them back to the foot of Christ
神给我们权柄
God gave us power
叫我们能统治万有
The authorityTo rule over all things.
这个权柄是为着什么呢
What is the purpose of this authority?
就是为着克服而给的。
It is given for us to subdue.
并且我们看到创世纪第二章的时候。
And when we come to Genesis chapter 2,
神就把人放在伊甸乐园的里面。
God put man in the Garden of Eden.
他怎么说呢
And what did God say?
你要看守，要耕种。
You have to till, you have to guard.
你要看守这个园子。
You have to guard the garden.
因为这个园子没有墙。
Because the garden doesn't have a wall.
神叫人做这个墙。
And God wants men to be that wall.
要看守。
To guard.
为什么要看守呢
？Why guard?
因为有仇敌在外面
Because there are enemies outside
所以人要看守这个伊甸园
So men are supposed to guard the Garden of Eden
让仇敌不能进来
That the enemies cannot come in
同时他要耕种
And then he is supposed to till
就是把神所创造的要把它改进
So what God has created he is going to improve
叫神能得着荣耀
That God can have the glory.
所以你就看见到神创造人的时候。
So you see when God created man.
神就是把侍奉这件事交托给人。
God has entrusted service to man.
神不是把人造了放在伊甸园叫人享受享受。
God did not create man and put him in the Garden of Eden just to enjoy.
如果这样我们都变了自私的人了
If that's the case then we are all selfish people
神创造我们是那么的荣耀
God created you and me so glorious
因为他有一个荣耀的使命托给我们
Because he has a glorious mission entrusted to us
但是可惜。
But regrettably,
人却求自己的荣耀。
Men look for his own glory.
他不顾到神的荣耀。
He disregards the glory of God.
结果人犯罪堕落了。
So then, man sin and man fall.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们就是看到以色列的历史的时候，
when we see this history of Israel,
我们也看见同样的事情。
We see the same thing.
你记得以色列人他们在埃及做奴隶。
You remember Israelites, they were slaves in Egypt.
连活命的盼望都没有。
They didn't even have the hope of life.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他打发摩西去拯救他。
He sent Moses to deliver them.
当神把摩西打发到埃及去的时候，
When God sent Moses to Egypt.
因为法老在位上。
Because Pharaoh was on their throne.
所以神就差遣摩西对法老说，
So God sent Moses to speak to Pharaoh.
让我的儿子去。
Let my son go.
侍奉我。
That he may serve me.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
你就看见神拯救以色列人。
You see, God delivered Israelites.
不是光为着可怜以色列人。
Not just because they were in misery.
当然，他可怜以色列人。
Of course, he has compassion. He has sympathized.
但是他拯救以色列人，目的不在那里。
But his purpose for delivering the Israelites are not that.
因为以色列人在法老的底下就不能侍奉神。
Because when the Israelites, when they were under the Pharaoh, they could not serve God.
他们侍奉法老。
Now, Pharaoh asked them to serve Pharaoh.
而他们的生活连活都活命都困难。
Their living, their life, they did not even have the hope of life.
神拯救他们。
God delivered them.
神就开始就把拯救的目的告诉他们。
And at the even very beginning, God told them the purpose of this deliverance.
容我的百姓去，叫他们能侍奉我。
Let my people go, that they may serve me.
因为人不能侍奉两个主。
Because a man cannot serve two masters.
你不是侍奉神，就是侍奉马门。
Either you serve God or you serve mammon.
你如果侍奉马门，你就不能侍奉神。
If you serve mammon, you cannot serve God.
所以神就拯救以色列人。
So God saved Israelites.
叫他们能侍奉神。
And they can serve God.
所以神把他们带出来之后，
So when God delivered them out of Egypt,
把他们带到锡安山下，
They brought them to Mount Sinai,
给他们律法，
And gave them the law,
与他们立约，
And have covenant with them,
叫他们做他自己的子民，
And they can indeed be his people.
但是为什么原因呢？
But for what purpose?
因为神要住在他们中间，
Because God wants to dwell among them.
他们要成为神的子民。
And they want to, they will be called the people of God.
他们要为神预备一个会幕。
They will prepare a tabernacle for God.
叫神能住在他们中间。
That God can dwell among them.
能得着他人的侍奉。
Then they can be served by them.
因为会幕就是为着给人机会可以侍奉神。
Because tabernacle, the purpose of tabernacle is so that man can serve God there.
当他拯救他们的时候，
that when he saved them,
他们要他们全国都是军政的祭司。
And the Lord wants the whole nation to be a royal priest.
他们都是祭司。
That they are all priests.
祭司是什么呢？
What are priests?
祭司就是从生下来一生就是为神而活的。
A priest, since he was born, he lives the whole life for God.
他就是要侍奉神的旨意。
Now his purpose is to serve the will of God.
但是可惜以色列人犯罪。
But regrettably, the Israel sinned.
他们拜了金牛犊。
They worship the golden calf.
所以结果呢？
And the result is,
他们不配 侍奉神。
They were disqualified to serve God.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
很多时候我们以为侍奉神是叫神觉得配。
Sometimes we feel that when we serve the Lord, that the Lord will feel that He is qualified.
像我这样的人，我能侍奉神。
Now, person like me, I can serve God.
好像我的侍奉能加增神的荣耀。
As if my service could add to the glory of God.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
不是这样。
Not so.
神要我们侍奉，这是神。对我们极大的怜悯。
God allows us to serve Him. This is His great mercy.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
尘土而已。
Dust, ashes.
并且是罪人中的罪魁。
The chief of the sinners.
但是神竟然能拯救我们，要我们来侍奉他。
But God saved us and wanted us to serve Him.
我们真是要爬到神的面前。
We have to crawl.
感谢他给我们机会能服侍他。
We thank him for having given us the opportunity to serve him.
但是我们常常误会了。
But we oftentimes misunderstood.
神要人侍奉是给人一个最大的荣耀。
God wanted men to serve him.This is the greatest glory that God has given to men.
我们真是从心里面感激不尽。
And from the depth of our heart, we thank Him.
但是可惜。
But
人轻看侍奉这件事。
But men despise this matter of service.
以色列人他们不配侍奉。
The Israelites were disqualified from serving.
就是利未人也失败。
Even the Levites, they failed.
到了新约的时候。
Now coming to the New Testament time,
主来拯救我们。
The Lord saved us.
因为主知道在我们现在这样的光景中。
Because the Lord knows that in our current condition,
我们这些死在罪恶过犯中的人
We who have died in sins and transgressions
我们只能侍奉撒旦世界不能侍奉神
We could only serve Satan We could only serve the world We cannot serve God
所以救恩才临到我们的身上
So salvation comes to us
神拯救我们
God saved us
他为我们预备全备的救恩
He hasPrepare for us the full salvation.
他能拯救我们到底。
He can save us to the uttermost.
叫我们完全蒙拯救，脱离自己。
That we can be saved out of ourselves.
叫我们能完全被基督充满。
That we can be filled with Christ.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
他预先所定规的人。
What He has predestined.
他就呼召。
He called us.
他呼召我们，要我们磨成他儿子的形象。
He called us to be conformed to the image of his son.
他所呼召的人
whom he called.
他就称他们为义。
He justified.
他所称为义的人
whom he justified.
又叫他们得着荣耀。
He glorifies.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
神的心意要把我们完全磨成
The heart of God is so that we can be fully conformed to the image of His Son.
让他的性格能组织在我们里面。
That the character of Christ can be constituted in us.
外面是我们人。
On the outside is us, man.
里面是基督。
But inside it is Christ.
所以保罗才能说，因我活着就是基督。
So Paul was able to say, "For to me." To live is Christ.
那么，因着这样的缘故
，For this reason，
叫我们能服侍他。
That we can serve him.
所以你如果看罗马书的时候
，So when you read Romans，
从第一章一直到第十一章
，From chapter 1 to chapter 11，
是给我们看见神诸般的慈悲。
We see the all various mercies of God.
神的慈悲是。 众多的。
The mercies of God are various.
他把我们从罪恶里拯救出来。
He saved us from sin.
不但从罪恶的刑罚里面拯救出来。
Not from the penalty of sin. Not only from that.
也把我们从罪的律里面拯救出来。
And also he has saved us from the law of sin.
他叫我们成圣。
That we can be sanctified.
他叫我们得着荣耀。
That we can be glorified.
他的救恩是何等的全备。
His salvation is full.
那么当我们接受了这些的恩典之后，
When we receive these grace,
我们的反应应当是什么？
What should be our response?
这是罗马书第十二章第一节所说的话。
And this is what appears in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
所以弟兄们，
Therefore, brethren,
我以神的慈悲劝你们，
I beseech you by the mercies of God
把身体献上当作活祭
to offer your bodies a living sacrifice
是圣洁的
and this is holy
是神所喜悦的
it is acceptable to God
你们如此侍奉
and this, your service this way
你们如此敬拜
and you worship this way
是理所当然
it is reasonable, it is intelligent
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
我们这些蒙恩
That we who have received this grace,
我们对于神的恩典第一个反应是什么？
What is our first reaction to the grace of God?
就是要把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
That we offer our bodies a living sacrifice.
为什么是身体呢？
Why bodies?
因为我们行事为人都是凭着这个身体来做的。
Because we use our body to walk to work.
其实这个身体就是代表你整个的人。
Because this, actually this body represents your whole being.
你的灵、你的魂、你的身体。
Your spirit, your soul, your body.
因着主的爱感动我们。
Because of the love of God.
我们把自己完全献上。
We offer ourselves fully.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
在旧约的时候都是死祭。
In the Old Testament time, all sacrifices are dead sacrifices.
但是在新约的时候，
But in New Testament time,
都是活祭。
It's all living sacrifice.
活祭是什么意思呢？
What is a living sacrifice?
就是我已经是一个祭物了。
It is that I am now a sacrifice.
我已经献给神。
I have been offered to God.
我不是属于我自己。
I don't belong to myself.
我是属于他的。
I belong to him.
他在我身上有完全的主权。
He has full authority on me.
他的旨意可以通行在我身上。
His will can prevail in me.
不照我的意思。
Not according to my will.
要照你的意思。
According to your will.
不是我的心思。不是我的心思。
Not my thought.
是你的心思。
It's your thought.
我整个的人是属于你。
My whole being belongs to you.
我的主权已经交给你。
My authority is yours already.
现在你可以在我身上来完成你的旨意。
Now you can accomplish your will on me.
你现在可以用我这个身体来服侍。
Now you can use my body to serve you.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
奉献是每一个神的儿女。第一件应当做的事。
A consecration is the first thing that every the child of God should do.
奉献是我们属灵的经历第一件事。
Consecration is the first spiritual experience.
并且它也是我们属灵经历的最后的一个经历。
It is also the last spiritual experience of us.
我们一生就是继续的奉献。
Now, in our whole life, it is continual sacrifice.
并且这个奉献是越奉献越加深。
And this consecration is the more, when time goes on, it becomes deeper.
直到基督成为我们的一切。
Until Christ becomes all in all in us.
所以你要看见说。
So you have to see.
我们奉献为什么呢？
Why do we Sacrifice.
不但是让神在我们身上能完成他的工作。
we consecrate not only for God to accomplish His work in us,
因着他在我们身上所做的工,
but because what He has done in us,
我们才能服侍神,
now we are able to serve God,
叫神能得着荣耀,
that He can be glorified.
所以你就看见,
therefore you see,
到了新约的时候,
coming to the New Testament time,
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是祭司。
Everyone who has been saved by grace is a priest.
虽然我们没有祭司的名称,
although we do not have the name
of a
or title of a priest,
我们应当有祭司的实在。
But we have to have the reality of the priest.
祭司的实在就是说,
what is the reality of the priest?
我活着就是为着主。
I live for the Lord.
我活着就是主在我里面。
I live is what the Lord lives in me.
我活着就是为着侍奉神。
I live for serving Him.
这是我的敬拜。
And this is my worship.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们不要以为说只有那些要出来传道的人要奉献。
Let's not think, only those who are the missionaries or the preachers, they need to offer themselves.
我初初得救的时候
When I was first saved,
那个时候我们的教导就是这样的
And that was the teaching at that time.
你奉献就出来做传道
You offer yourself, then you become a preacher, you become a missionary.
我记得在这个1930的时候
In the 1930s,
我得救的那一天
And the day I was saved,
我实在圣灵光照我
And the Spirit of the Lord enlightened me
叫我看见我浑身都是罪
That I see that it's sin all over me
但是感谢主
But I thank the Lord
他拯救了我
He has saved me
那么在那个特会最后一天
Now the end of that conference
最后一天总是讲奉献的
And the last day they talked about offering
一个中国的地图啊挂在这个墙上
And a huge map of China was put on the wall
那么那个传道人就讲奉献了
And the preacher was talking about offering
主这样的爱你
The Lord loves you so much
你应该出来传道
You ought to come out and be a preacher
你要到哪里去传道呢
Where are you going to be a missionary
你自己可以拣选
You choose for yourself
你上台来
You come up to the platform.
你的手指指在哪里，就是将来你到哪里去传道。
Wherever you point your finger points, that's where you will be a missionary.
我那个时候刚刚得救。
I was just saved.
15岁。
15 years old.
满了情绪。
The emotion is filled me.
我说我爱主。
I said I love the Lord.
我要到最远最难的地方去。
I want to go to the most difficult place, farthest place.
我就走在讲台上。
I went up the platform.
把我的手指在蒙古。
Point my finger to Mongolia.
因为那个时候蒙古是最远的地方。
Because at that time, Mongolia was the farthest place.
我是真的还是假的呢
？Was I for real?
真的。
Real.
我。得救以后一年之内
And within a year after I was saved
我收集了各种对于蒙古的资料
I collected all the documents about Mongolia
我要准备到蒙古去
And I prepare myself to go to Mongolia
我中学就毕业了
And after I graduate from high school
我不要上大学
I didn't want to go to college
我说上大学是四年荒废掉
And I said if I went to the college that would be wasting 4 years
我捡了一个圣经学校
So I chose a Bible school.
我要去装备自己。
I want to equip myself.
但是感谢神。
But I thank God.
神有另外的意思。
God has a different thought.
我到今天还没有到过蒙古。
To this day, I have not been to Mongolia.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
奉献不是做传道。
And consecration is not to be a preacher.
奉献是做奴仆。
Consecration is to become a bond slave.
失去了你的主权。
You will lose your own right.
你是属于主的。
You belong to God.
你所侍奉的是神。
The one you serve is God.
不再侍奉这个世界。
And not no longer serving this world.
也不再侍奉你自己。
No longer serving myself.
随他的旨意。
And that his will prevails.
这是我们基督徒属灵经历的第一个经历。
And this is our first spiritual experience as a Christian.
如果你没有这个经历，你还没有过属灵的生活。
If you have not had this spiritual experience, you have not started living spiritual life.
感谢赞美主。
But thank and praise God.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹活着就是为着侍奉神。
Every brother, every sister, we live for serving God.
我们都是君尊的祭司。
We are all royal priests.
这是我们的生活。
And this is our life.
这是我们的工作。
This is our work.
我们是属于他的。
We belong to him.
我们单单侍奉主。
We serve him and him only.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
侍奉既然是这样圣洁的事情。
Service is such a holy thing.
难道我们的侍奉可以随着我们自己的旨意吗？
Now, can we serve just according to my own will?
我们今天把侍奉看得太轻了。
Today, we see service too lightly.
我们把自己看得太重了。
We see ourselves too heavily.
但是你如果回到神的话语里。
But if you go back to the word of God.
我们的侍奉必须出于启示。
Our service has to come out from revelation.
所以今天有一个问题。
So today there's the issue.
我们的侍奉是出于启示呢，还是出于遗传？
Does our service come out from revelation, or does it come out from tradition?
我们可以凭着我们的遗传来侍奉。
We can indeed serve according to our tradition.
我记得我自己就是这样。
And I was like that.
我从得救以后就开始要侍奉神。
Now after I was saved, I wanted to serve God.
但是这些侍奉都是照着我的意思。
But all these services were according to my thoughts.
我以为说神应当这样被侍奉。
And I thought this is how God should be served.
那个时候很热心。
And I was zealous.
组织布道团。
And I organized
Evangelistic
group.
到乡下去布道。
And to go to the countryside to preach the gospel.
人已经死了，还替他按手要他复活。
Now somebody died, I put my hand on it for him to revive.
完全照着自己的意思。
And totally according to my own will.
也根本不寻求神的旨意。
I did not seek the will of God.
如果这样侍奉神，就是热心就对了嘛。
If this is the way to serve, then all you need is zeal.
只等到神光照。
Until the Lord shed light on me.
给我看见不是遗传。
That I see that it is not tradition.
因为遗传是出于人的。
Because tradition comes out from men.
遗传是出于自己的。
And it comes out from self.
是我的好心好意。
It is my good intention.
叫神得着荣耀。
That God can be glorified.
但是
But,
这不是神所要的事。
This is not what God wants.
侍奉必须从启示开始。
Service has to start with revelation.
我们在圣经里面。
Now in the Bible.
我们看见很清楚的例子。
We have a good example.
在旧约的里面。
In the Old Testament.
我想最显示的主的仆人就是摩西了。
The most obvious servant of God is Moses.
因为圣经一再地说，神说，摩西，我的仆人。
Because the Bible said it again and again, Moses, my servant.
摩西他生下来就蒙了拯救。
Moses, when he was born, he was saved, delivered.
本来他应到淹死在尼罗河里面。
And he would be drowned in the river of Nile.
但是神奇妙地拯救他。
But God miraculously delivered him.
他做了法老女儿的养子。
And he became the adopted son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
当他在他母亲怀里吃奶的时候
but she was breastfed by his mother.
不但他母亲把奶供给他，叫他能长大。
Not only his mother fed him with her milk,
并且我们不知道怎样，他母亲已经把神的心意告诉他。
And we didn't know how, but his mother actually told him the will, the thought of God.
神拯救他。
God delivered him.
神有他的旨意。
God has a will.
神要用他
来
救以色列人。
God wants to use him to deliver Israelites.
这样的意念呢，在他吃奶的时候已经种进去。
This thought was given to him when he was fed milk.
所以他在埃及的王宫里长大。
So he grew up in the palace of Egypt.
他学会了埃及所有的学问。
He learned all the knowledge of Israel, of Egypt.
他大有能力。
And he was powerful.
到他四十岁的时候。
When he was 40 years old.
他觉得时候到了。
He felt it is time.
他要去拯救以色列人。
He wants to deliver his own people.
他就用他的能力。
He used his might to do the delivery.
他看见一个埃及人在欺负一个以色列人。
He saw an Egyptian ill-treating an Israelite.
他四面看看没有别人。
He saw there were nobody around.
他一拳人就把那个人打死。
He knocked down that person, knocked him out.
第二天又出去。
And the second day,
看见两个以色列人在争吵。
He saw two Israelites arguing with each other.
他是大有口才。
And he was eloquent.
他说你们是弟兄，怎么可以这样？
He said, how can you fight with each other, fight with among brothers?
结果。
And then when,
这个消息传出去。
And the news went out.
法老要杀他。
And Pharaoh wants to kill him.
他就逃走。
And he ran away.
他逃到米甸去。
He went to Midian.
在那里又过了四十年。
He stayed there for another 40 years.
这四十年是看羊啊。
Now these 40 years he tended the sheep.
过了四十年。
After 40 years.
神给他一个异象。
God gave him a vision.
他看见的荆棘在那里起火。
He saw thorn bush.Burn.
这是在旷野里常见的事。
And this is something usual, it's usual sight in the desert.
旷野很热。
Because in the desert it was very hot.
也很干。
Very dry.
所以常常这个荆棘自己会起火。
So oftentimes thorn bush would ignite by itself.
并且荆棘如果起火的话，一烧就没有。
And because it is thorn bush, so very quickly it will be consumed.
但是摩西很稀奇。
Moses saw a sight.
他看见这里有一棵荆棘起火。
He saw this thorn bush burning.
但是荆棘没有烧掉。
But the bush did not get consumed.
这是一个神迹。
It is a wonder.
所以他要跑进去看看。
So he drew close.
这荆棘里就有话说了。
Now out of the thorn bush came the voice.
神就开始说话。
God started to speak.
这是圣地。
And this is the holy ground.
把你的鞋子脱掉。
Remove your sandals.
他就站在奴隶的地位上。
So he stood on the ground of a bound slave.
神就给他使命。
And God spoke to him.
叫他回到埃及去救以色列百姓。
He told him to go back to Egypt to deliver the Israelites.
但是那个时候摩西已经八十岁了。
But at that time Moses was already 80 years old.
你记得是诗篇九十篇里头。
You remember Psalm 90.
他说一个人啊，如果强壮的话，可以到七十岁。
He said, a man if he's strong and could be 70 years old.
如果再强壮，可以到八十岁。
Now, if he's stronger, he could be 80.
八十就是顶顶了。
Now, 80 would be the top.
所以他看自己已经死掉了。
He saw himself as already dead.
神要他出来。
But God want him to come out.
他说神啊，我不会讲话。
He said, Lord, I'm slow in speech.
这个是真的。
And this is true.
你的羊讲了四十年了，你的口才都没有。
You have talked to the sheep for 40 years. You have lost all your eloquence.
能力也没有。
No power either.
我没有能力。
I have no power.
我怎么能去见法老？
How can I go to see Pharaoh.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
人的尽头才是神的起头。
The end of a man is the beginning of God.
所以你在这里看见。
So here you see.
当他四十岁时候的侍奉。
When he was 40 years old, he served.
是遗传性的。
It was by tradition.
是照着他自己的旨意。
It is according to his own will.
靠着他自己的力量。
According to his own might.
感谢神叫他失败。
We thank God that he failed.
如果成功了，那就不得了。
Then it will be a different thing.
经过这样的失败。
Now, through such failures,
40年在旷野里面,
40 years in the desert,
他所有过去学的东西都学掉了。
All learnings in the past now is gone.
但是他学了一件事。
But he learned one thing.
他学了认识神。
He learned to know God.
他是凭着认识神。
So it's according to the knowledge of God.
他才能回到埃及把以色列人救出来。
That he can go back to Egypt to deliver the Israelites.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们的侍奉是根据遗传的呢, 还是根据启示?
Is our service according to tradition or according to revelation?
是人在那里告诉你说你应当侍奉?
Is it somebody who tells you that you should serve?
并且照着人的样式来侍奉?
Or according, and also according to the way of man?
靠着你自己的力量来做
and according to your own might
还是
or
神给你光照
God gave you light
神给你启示
God gave you revelation
神给你意象
God gave you visions
神给你恩典
God gave you grace
不是靠着你自己
not according to your own might
不再依靠自己
not depending on self anymore
完全照着他
and all according to him
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
只有这样的侍奉是本于他的。
Only such service is from him.
是从他那里出来的。
It's coming out from him.
这个源头就对了。
Then the source is right.
所以你到了新约的时候。
So when we come to the New Testament,
你如果看神的众仆人。
If you see the servants of God,
我想我们都共认。大家都承认。
And we all would agree.
在新约里侍奉神的人除了主之外就是保罗了
Now, out of all those who serve the Lord in the New Testament time besides our Lord Jesus then you have to think about Paul
保罗实在是了不起啊
Paul is a tremendous person
他年轻的时候
When he was young
他的背景是那么的完全
His background was very complete
并且他的机会是那么的多
And his opportunities were so many
许多年轻人
Many young men
都追求这个世界上的福禄
Would seek the good things in this world
但是这个年轻人与众不同
But this young man was different
扫罗达马斯的扫罗这个扫罗他虽然年轻但是他要追求属灵的事情
Now this Saul although he was young he would seek spiritual things
所以他从小就追求律法。
So from his very young, he sought the law.
他到耶路撒冷，在当时最大的这个教师底下做学生。
He went to Jerusalem to be the a student under the great rabbi.
他学律法。
And he learned the law.
他成了一个法利赛人。
He became a Pharisee.
我们今天提到法利赛人就头痛了。
And today when we think about Pharisee, we have a different thought.
啊，我们说这个法利赛人是假冒伪善。
And we say the Pharisees represent hypocrisy.
啊，的确是如此。
True.
但是这里有一个真的法利赛人。
But here is a true Pharisee.
他是认真的。
He is serious.
他对律法的字句是一句一句的遵守。
Now he do the word of God word by word a word of the law word by word
并且他非常的热心
and he's also zealous
为着古人的遗传
he's zealous for the tradition of the fathers
他大发热心
and he was zealous
你如果看使徒行传的时候
if you read the Acts
在第七章里头
in chapter 7
到斯蒂凡呢被打死的时候
when Stephen was stoned to death
他在那里看守 人的衣服。
And he was the keeping the clothing of these people.
他同意这些事情。
And he was agreeing to this.
并且接下去他就大大的逼迫信奉这道的。
And he started to persecute the way.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这样的少年人。
Such a young man.
他在哪里侍奉神？
Now this is how he served the Lord.
但是他越侍奉神，越叫神失去侍奉。
Now the more he served God, and the more God loses his service.
但是神知道他的心是真的。
But God knows it is true in his heart.
所以神让他逼迫他的儿女。
So God let him persecute his own children.
一直到他拿着文书啊，要到外邦的城市。去抓信耶稣的人到耶路撒冷定他们的罪。
Until the day he took the document from the high priest and to go to the foreign place and try to get hold of the believers and bring them to Jerusalem to condemn them.
你看神的忍耐是多大。
You see the patience of God.
他的爱诚持续很长很长的。
And the rope of love is very, very long for the Lord.
神让他走走走走到最后了。
The Lord let him go to the very end.
已经差不多到大马士。
Now even approaching Damascus.
忽然在正午的时候。
And suddenly at noontime.
有一个光从天上来照着他。
A bright light comes out of heaven. Shine upon him.
比太阳的光还要亮。
It's brighter than the light of sun.
他就扑倒在地上
and he fell to the ground
被这个光击散
and the light struck him down
听见一个声音
heard a voice
扫罗扫罗
Saul Saul
你为什么逼迫
why do you persecute me
你用脚去刺是难的
it is hard for you to kick against the goats
不是一个愤怒的声音
it is not an angry voice
是满了同情的声音
it's a sympathetic compassionate voice
因为你这样做是叫你自己身上了
if you do it this way it hurts yourself
弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
在那里神的光照亮他
and there the light of God shined upon him
他蒙了拯救
and he was delivered
你看见他整个的侍奉就转变。
You see, his whole service is turned upside down.
变了使徒保罗。
He became Apostle Paul.
他能做见证说。
And he could testify.
我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
I have not been disobedient to the vision from the heavens.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个侍奉才是启示的。
This service is out of revelation.
所以你就看见说。在侍奉主的事情上有两个来源
So dear brothers and sisters you see that in the matter of serving the Lord there are two sources
一个来源是从人来的
One source is from man
就是最好的遗传
Even the best tradition
因为犹太人的遗传是最好的遗传
Because the Jewish tradition is the best
最好的宗教遗传
The best religious tradition
但是这个遗传是非反对神
But this tradition is against God.
唯有从启示来的。
Only the service that's coming from the from revelation.
从天上来的异象。
That the vision from heaven.
那个才是出于神。
That is from God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
在我们一生的侍奉上。
In the serve of our whole life.
我们需要神来光照我们。
We need God to shine light upon us.
给我们看见我们的侍奉是出于人的呢，还是出于神。
That we can discern our service, whether it is from men or whether it is from God.
是人的遗传呢？
It is from the tradition of men.
是基督教最好的遗传呢？
Is it the best tradition of Christianity?
还是从天上来的？
Or it is a vision from the heavens.
如果是从天上来的意象
If it is the vision from heavens,
这个意象抓住你
the vision will get hold of you,
变化你
will change you,
叫你的侍奉都是本于他，而不是本于自己
That your service will have its source from him instead of from yourself.
所以你记得在马太福音第七章里头
So you remember in Matthew chapter 7
登山宝训
and the Beatitude
在最末后的时候
toward the very end
主就这样说
the Lord said
他说有人来到他的面前
he said the man coming to him
主啊主啊
the Lord Lord
我们是奉着你的名传道
have we prophesiedAccording to your name?
我们是奉着你的名赶鬼。
Have we cast out demons by your name?
我们奉着你的名行异能。
We have done wonders by your name.
但是主怎么说？
But the Lord said,
你们作恶的人啊，
You're the workers of lawlessness.
离开我吧。
Depart from me.
我不认识你。
I do not know you.
在原文里头。
In the original language.
我不再许你。
It says, I do not approve you.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
有一天
one day,
当我们来到主面前的时候
when we come before the Lord,
我们是不说主啊主啊
do we say, Lord, Lord,
我这样侍奉我那样侍奉
I have served this way, I have served that.
但是如果主说
but if the Lord says,
我不认识你
I do not approve you,
我不再许你
I do not approve you,
因为你不是本于我
but because you have not done itOut of me.
你的侍奉是从人来的。
Your service is out of man.
不是从我来。
Not out of me.
愿这些的话。
May these words.
能勉励我们。
Encourage me. Let's pray. Lord, if these feeble words.
是出于你的。
Is of you.
求你天上的光照亮
We pray that your light you add light and shine upon it
叫我们的侍奉
that our service
不至于一生荒废
will not be in vain throughout our life
主我们愿意服侍你
Lord we are willing to serve you
我们愿意本于你来服侍你
we want to serve youout of you
拯救我
deliver us
奉主耶稣里面
in the name of Lord Jesus
Amen,
Amen.